This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. All right, if you look at the news stories today, there really do seem to be sort of themes. I already mentioned the Windows upgrade, which apparently is the involuntary part that's making people really, really unhappy. There's now a new study out that has found cell phones cause cancer in rats. Now, one of the things about rats, the first thing I knew about rats, as I said, as a psychologist, all of your research is based on one of two populations, either undergraduates or rats, and most psychologists prefer rats because they actually will learn as opposed to saying, but it worked last time. So we've got everybody nervous about this. A $25 million years-long U.S. government study found a clear connection between cell phone radiation and tumors in rats. So the idea being, if this is true, there's going to be a huge number of cancer incidents and death. All right? Especially on the subway, no, because everybody on the subway. It turns out the study doesn't actually say that. It wasn't peer-reviewed. It has a small sample size. It's only partial results. There are a bunch of... The controls aren't very good on it. The statistics don't make any sense. And the conclusion is really very narrow. They said there's nothing in this report that can be regarded as statistically significant. Oops. The authors should have used the black box warning. This includes an Australian study that found no significant increases in brain cancer since the introduction of mobile phones. But the question is, how long does it take? If cell phone radiation really does cause cancer, the study wouldn't have proven it. And other people are saying there essentially is no risk. So the point being that somebody kind of got a little bit ahead of themselves. There are 2 years' worth of data. And again, rats have a completely different pH. For example, they tested saccharin on rats. Well, rats have a completely different pH than human beings do. So something that will cause cancer in one environment may not cause it in another, and the environments aren't the same. There are also sex differences between male and female rats, that male rats had an increase, had an incidence. Females, no increase. There's so many snarky things I could say about that, all of which I'm resisting. That there were the control rats were not exposed to any cell phone radiation. Basically, that the particular rats have a 1 or 2% chance of getting either of the two cancers, independent of anything that they're exposed to. So I mean, the whole point is it's too soon to tell. Apparently, it's not too soon to scare the living daylights out of people. So that's one cell phone story that we should probably be aware of, but not panic about yet. All right? In a unrelated story, except it has to do with cell phones, the U.S. court says no warrant is needed for cell phone location data. That means if you have a cell phone, the government or anybody else can always figure out where you are.
Creepy.
Well, as I said, I remember being at a conference 20 years ago and somebody saying, in the near future, you're going to be able to know where your boss is. And I raised my hand and said, if you know where your boss is going to know where you are. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how my mind works. So there was, all right, on two issues that are mental health related. Denmark is now going to remove transgender from the list of mental disorders. And a Christian musician comes out in a moving letter to fans saying, I never wanted to be gay. Oh, I forgot the really major sort of computer, cell phone, internet story is Facebook and Twitter pledged to remove hate speech within 24 hours. Good luck. There will be lots of little asterisks where things used to be. You know, I'm really proud of you guys. You guys meaning listeners and people who Facebook me, because we almost never have to take anything off. Isn't that true, Manny? That I mean, you guys are really well behaved. There's very little hate mail, either toward me, thank goodness, or if it is toward me, the guys sort of get rid of it before I ever see it. Is there a lot of hate mail toward me?
No, not any hate mail at all.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say, every once in a while, somebody, you know, drops a naughty word in a comment or something.
And listen,
we usually have to filter those out. But
yeah, I've been known to occasionally drop a naughty word myself. So those are less offensive to me. But I remember going to a party about a year ago, and someone said, "Oh yeah, you know, I Googled you, and you're the only person I've ever met that doesn't. Nobody has anything negative to say, except my mother." No, that's not true. I mean, but so I'm really proud of you guys. It's not that you're not passionate. It's not that you're not opinionated. It's that you're polite. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the lubrication of human interaction. It's all we have to do is be kind to each other. We don't have to agree. We don't have to love each other. But we can be kind to one another. We don't have to question each other's parentage or validity or sincerity or heritage. We just have to be, it's okay to disagree. And sometimes we can actually learn something from one another. So, yay. All right, here's a story that will give you pause, but I've read it, so it's not exactly what it says it was. So we also, not only do we have stories about mental health issues being declassified, that homosexuality is no longer called a mental disorder, nor is transgenderism. We have stories about cell phones. Oh, here's another cell phone, sort of vaguely cell phone story. Sex with a 17-year-old girl in Texas is legal, but nude pictures of her are kid porn. Wouldn't it depend on the age of the person who's looking at the nude pictures? Okay, that was just... All right, so those are both kind of stupid kind of sexting things. Because I said, if we call sending pictures of personal parts sexting, what do we call emailing sort of sexual thoughts? And I thought that would be called, instead of chatting, shouting, but... I don't think that's going to catch on. All right, are you giggling, Manny, into your microphone?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. We also have two fast food stories which have to do... All right. I got a kick out of these. One needs explanation, so I'll do the other one first. A Florida man... Florida, folks, people in Florida are just not behaving well. Even though, I mentioned yesterday, they are the second behind Kentucky in terms of raising horses, which I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen horse farms in Texas, or in Florida, but I didn't know that they were second.
Hmm.
A Florida man is accused of tossing a live alligator into Wendy's drive-thru to receive 1 year probation. I assume that means that he's getting in probation, not the alligator. But maybe they thought that it was the first time that there'd ever been fresh meat in Wendy's. That was rude on my part, wasn't it? Right? Was that very rude? I guess Wendy's isn't going to be a sponsor anytime soon. Actually, I like their chili. All right, here's the story that requires a little explanation. Blind man sues McDonald's for refusing him drive-thru service. Now, the first thing that's going to occur to you is, if he's blind, how can he drive, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the story is that some drive-thrus in, I think this may have been in Florida, which would be embarrassing. I don't know about Florida. Has drive-through windows that are open 24 hours, okay? So the idea is that if you're a pedestrian, in theory, you can't go through, many McDonald's restaurants continue service through their drive-through windows late at night after the main restaurant is closed, all right? So here's the deal. This was in Louisiana. Sorry, was not, and so this guy who's blind went up to the drive-through window at McDonald's, And they basically won't deal with pedestrians, but they're saying that McDonald's sighted customers can independently browse, select, and pay for products without the assistance of others. Blind people must hope for a companion with a car or paid taxi service to assist them in selecting. They're saying it's discriminatory. Well, at least they're not driving. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. Actually, I was just reading that the McDonald's, whatever else you think about them, they really do seem to change with the times. That they are now offering, thinking about offering one-price unlimited French fries. How many French fries do you think you could eat at a time before you barf?
like at one time? Like,
I suppose you could. Well, I mean, presumably you can't take them out of the restaurant. I mean, you can't sort of put them in your backpack and take them. Although reheated French fries are actually really good because you can cook most of the grease out of them in the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
But how many do you think you could? I mean, you have to eat them in the restaurant, or I mean, presumably you can't take them with you. I mean, you could take them with you, but you can't stockpile them.
I would probably say at the most I could probably eat like maybe three medium.
Ah, three medium. How does the medium size compare to the super size?
But
super size doesn't refer to the fries. It just refers to getting the fries and the Coke, right?
Yeah.
I think all the fries are the same size.
Well, I think the super size is actually a bigger a bigger thing, I think.
You can tell this is like television. I don't know.
I haven't had a super size fry in a long time, though. So.
All right. Well, they're talking about it, so I expect to see you in line there. All right. So that's number one. Number two, they're talking about a Big Mac that's called a Giga Big Mac or Giga Mac, and it's three times the size of the regular. Instead of one, you know, the double patties, it's got like in each layer, it's got two patties. And, you know, God knows how many calories. They're also talking about a different breakfast sandwich. I mean, and your favorite, the Johnsonville Brat, they're doing hot dogs. They're bringing those back for a while.
Hmm.
Did you ever try those at McDonald's?
Never had them at McDonald's, no. I didn't even know they had them at McDonald's ever.
The only thing I liked at McDonald's, well, there are two things I liked at McDonald's. One was the frap that has the chocolate with big chocolate chips in it. And I don't even know what it's made of. But it is delicious. I mean, you can really get brain freeze and chocolate high all at the same time. It's really good. So I've had like two in my life, and I've never had one by myself. But those are probably worth the calories, but not very often. And the other thing is I really liked their salad, their Chinese chicken salad. They don't have that anymore.
Hmm.
It probably still was not very good for you. But so McDonald's is changing with the times. A Giga Mac. I think they're probably going to buy stock in insurance companies or cholesterol drugs or something. But all right, so we'll see you at McDonald's at the drive-thru window. We'll see whether this guy wins. I mean, the thing is that a drive-thru window is kind of... Oh, my only experience, I have never walked to a drive-thru window. But I have taken a walk on a golf course, which I thought was a great idea because it's sunny and it's beautiful and it's relatively quiet. And it was a great way, I thought, to get a suntan. Not, people there do not express their appreciation for your ingenuity. They yell at you. So that's the only thing that I know is that I sort of multipurposed what I thought was a great idea, and people were not pleased that I was using their golf course as a way to get some sun. I mean, I wasn't lying down or anything, but they yelled at me. And so I guess appearing at... But, I mean, if somebody appears at a drive-thru window, presumably you'd serve them. And maybe they weren't laughing at him. They were just laughing at the concept. I don't know. Everybody wants to sue McDonald's. Remember the woman who sued because she put the coffee between her knees?
Yeah.
She lost that suit on appeal.
Right, yeah.
Never got any money.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of stupid. And some guy sued McDonald's for the fact he was overweight. And then there's the Spurlock movie when he ate McDonald's and watched his health just go off the chart. We don't even talk about Jared and Subway anymore. He's in Slammer.
Yep.
I don't know. The world is a very strange place if you think about it. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So you're my email guru. So is there an email here that you want me to tackle?
Yeah, this one comes from Cheryl. And Cheryl writes, Dr. Joy, I'm 53, married, and have two children. The oldest is 16, nearly 17. And the daughter is 15. The oldest is an intelligent young man who is plagued with anxiety. He will have panic attacks, which include heart palpitations,
yep.
Sweating, and overwhelmed feeling of doom at times.
Yep.
Normally at school and related to tough topics such as Holocaust and injustices to people in current events in history. He has shown panic and anxiety at transition his entire his entire childhood. For instance, his first weeks of school until the fourth grade, he vomited every morning, either at home or at the school. He has also had difficulties in crowds and doesn't like to play sports as people are, quote, watching him and he feels not good enough. He also has a weight problem. He's going to be a senior this coming school year. He has not taken driver's education, which is a typical event in a kid's life here in the Midwest. He's fearful of going out to look for a job for the summer or to volunteer because of the thought of doing something different really starts the anxiety. He has been in therapy to help him cope with anxiety as it relates to school, but he felt he had the skills necessary, and it showed by his attendance improvement in the next 2 years of school. My thinking is he needs this again because he has had, because he has many transitions in the near future. I was hesitant to have him prescribe medications. I've taken medication for anxiety and depression for about 15 years. My husband and I were worried regarding his development on medications. My question is this: what do you think I should do to support and encourage some growth in this boy of ours? P.S. He does chores and helps around the house without too much complaint. He's very responsible about his grades and schoolwork and is generally a respectful kid.
Yeah, I mean, sounds like a great kid who's, as you say, has been plagued by anxiety, and I'm sure he got his intelligence and the straight teeth and his nice curly hair from you, but he also got his anxiety. That there's clearly a genetic component, there's a genetic component, and then there's a learned component as well, so it's nature and nurture. And I agree with you. He had to find a therapist that was very helpful to him in a particular context. I'd say to him, you're almost on your own, but you did a great job of acquiring some skills to help you get a different perspective on your schoolwork so that you weren't crippled. You're facing a whole lot of changes right now, driver's ed, getting a job, deciding about college, dating, and I can just watch your blood pressure go up. Why don't you go back to that dude or that woman and find some new skills? I mean, he's a perfect candidate for therapy. The issue about medication, I would leave between he and his therapist at this moment, because I don't know where he is on the growth scale. Teenagers and medication are always a bit of a crapshoot. But he found a therapist that gave him some useful coping skills. And I would go back to that therapist, with the idea being that we get sort of yearly checkups from all sorts of people. Okay, but let me finish this over the break. And so if you're listening to this on podcast, you get to listen to the rest of it in just a minute. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we were talking with Cheryl, who's got a 17-year-old, who's a high-anxiety kid and has been a high-anxiety kid his whole life, to the extent that he threw up until fourth grade every day before he went to school. And, you know, I'm sympathetic with it. I was talking with somebody yesterday. They said, you still get nervous during your program? And I said, yeah. I mean, some days are worse than others, but when I give a speech, I absolutely do. And so so first of all, as I mentioned, I would certainly have him get back in touch with the therapist to whom he found some relief. I think that's a great idea. And with the idea being that, gee, it worked before on this particular set of circumstances, might work very well again. So that's number one. Number two, the issue of medication, I would leave between he and his therapist. As I said, medication with adolescents is a tricky deal all the way around. And if you put him on it, or the therapist puts him on it without his compliance, will be an issue. He just won't deal with it. But in addition to therapy, he's the perfect kid to teach square breathing, to teach meditation. I've told the story before. I was with my daughter at one point, and there was an elevator, which I'm not crazy about elevators anyway because I keep getting stuck in them. I'm a little claustrophobic. And they were broken, and so there was only one elevator, and there was a lot of people, and a lot of people knew who I was. And I'm sitting there sort of bouncing from one foot to the other, and she just said to me, "Can you detach?" And I thought, well, that's an interesting notion. Can I? And I did. And about a week later, I was with some people and in a circumstance very similar to that when they were very nervous and anxious. And I just said, "Can you detach?" It's a very interesting word, and you may want to give that word to your son. The other thing I've learned to do, which is a combination of intellectual, emotional, and gut, which is to put your palm, so it's parallel with the ceiling, and put whatever your issue is on your fingertips and just blow it off. So all of these are really ways of cueing your body that are fight or flight response, the adrenaline response. The hyperventilation is not valuable at that moment, and bringing our body back under our own control. And by doing that, we feel more in charge of the situation. So what I would do is give him those tools, the detachment, the square breathing, maybe find a course, and there should be something over the summer about meditating. I would have him go back to his therapist, who was very useful to him in the past, because what you really want him to do is be able to, instead of treating his anxiety as the enemy, to treat it as a barometer of when he's being stressed too much, and to have it used for him rather than against him. As someone said, instead of having the butterflies overwhelm you, you just have to figure out how to get them to fly in formation. And that's really what we're talking about for him. Okay? And if either of you need more clarification, just give me a call. Alrighty. I thought I would quickly, speaking of giving me a call, it has nothing to do with that, tell you about some theater. You want to do the theater, or do you want me to just do it, Manny? You want to get Judy online, or
yeah,
do we think she's...
I got Judy all cute.
All right, well, you know, she gets so huffy if we don't sort of...
Let's fire her up.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Let's fire her up.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
All right, Judy. All right. All right. We've got the Tonys coming up. We've got Drama Desk coming up. So most of the things that are opening now are opening off-Broadway, which is fine as far as I'm concerned. Some of the most fun theater is off-Broadway, although, as you know, Hamilton is the big deal this year, and it will win. It's been nominated for 16 Tonys and will probably win at least 15 and may win all 16. And it's terrific. It really is. Is it worth $1,600 a ticket, which is what somebody told me the latest? Probably not, but it'll be around for a while. So it is terrific, but it's probably not worth $1,600 a ticket. And the reason it's not up on Drama Desk is it was off Broadway at the Public last year, and we gave it every award that it was nominated for, I believe. So it's wonderful. I've seen it twice, and it's worth all the hype. All righty. So some things that are not going to be as hyped, but maybe worth your time, effort, and considerably less money. The total bent is down at the Public again, and my guess is you're going to see this on Broadway. This is from the same troupe who brought Passing Strange, which won a bunch of awards a couple of years ago, and did the same thing. Started off Broadway down at the Public, and then went on to Broadway and did very well. And it's part of sort of described as the Black experience in America. And this one is in the 1960s, just at the beginning of the Civil Rights Movement and the dawn of rock and roll in Montgomery, Alabama. It's a father and a son who are estranged from one another. And one is kind of the old-fashioned, the opening song is "He's Jesus and You're Not," which I just thought was wonderful. The band is on stage. There are no women in this production. Well, that's not true. I think one of the people on the who plays guitar is a woman in the band, but and it's not obvious what she's sort of dressed unisex. But the music is wonderful, and if you grew up on blues and spirituals like I did, you'll get a huge kick out of it. So it's a study about switching mentalities in terms of generation, in terms of politics, in terms of civil rights, in terms of music, in terms of the TV evangelism. It's also about loyalty and love and how we change and morph. I thought it was terrific. It's a little long, but it's still the total bent is really compelling, and the music is wonderful as far as I'm concerned. I think I gave it 4.5 stars. Shining City, I had seen before. It's now at the Irish Rep, which they're in their brand new home, which is worth seeing just because they were 2 years in it. I think the one I saw originally starred Gabriel Byrne, and it was much more of a spooky ghost story. This one isn't. So it's a completely different event. Matthew Broderick, I think, is growing as an actor, and he's now got white hair, which makes him with that little choir boy face, and the white hair is terrific. Billy Carter plays his therapist. I don't remember there being as much of an age discrepancy when I saw this before. So it becomes a completely different thing, and the question is, why do we have ghosts in our life? And this is set in Dublin, so the issue is, do the Irish believe in ghosts and fairies more than the average bear? And the answer is probably yes, and the question is why. And one of the issues that's raised is both these men's inability to deal with the women in their lives and the mistakes they made and the distance that they found themselves trying to bridge. And the question is, does a ghost, in fact, do that for us? And do we believe in ghosts? And if we believe in ghosts, what's the function of ghosts? So, as I said before, it was kind of a spooky ghost story. This one is much less so. And so it has a completely different trajectory to it, but interesting kinds of issues. I actually didn't realize I was in the same play until the very last scene, which will be obvious to you once you see it. Your good man, Charlie Brown, at the York Theatre Company, which is a fun venue to go to because it's at City Center. And so there's this huge international banking complex on the top. Then there's this wonderful church with a pipe organ that's unlike any other pipe organ you've ever seen in your life. And then you go down into the bowels, and there's the York Theater, which does musicals specifically. Your good man, Charlie Brown, was on Broadway a number of years ago, and it's where Kristen Chenoweth got all of her newfound fame at the time. She has since gone on to Wicked and other things. And this one, so the music was always wonderful. The lyrics were always wonderful. This one, which I didn't read the small print carefully enough, I know, a terrible problem, is all done by kids. Okay, the good news about a story about children being done by children is it has a completely different poignancy to it than when they're adults pretending to be children. So that's the good news. And enormously talented kids. The bad news is no matter how talented you are as a singer or dancer, the likelihood of you being a great actor when you're 10 years old is a little less. So the acting really suffers. The standout, as far as I'm concerned, is Linus in this, was Jeremy T. Velas, who does a dance with his blankie that will forever make you decide that you really do need a blankie in your kid's life. So your kids will love it. As a theatrical experience, probably rated 2.5 or 3, just because the music is great, the kids are talented, but it's really a kid show. On the other hand, if you have a kid in your life who is perspiring to be on Broadway, don't miss it. All right, more reviews at drjoy.com. Pick of the week, the total bent at the Public. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son, Frank.
I just listed 2 video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
So, Manny, maybe we should have you sing something. You could do, we've got Judy who does theater. We've got Jacob who does program director calls. You could do what you want. You could do You've Got Mail, or you could do DVDs. Because we've got that own on now on DVD, so you could do emails.
Yeah, I could.
So we should have you do something.
Yeah.
And it has to be cuter than You've Got Mail.
Because
your voice
mail
is better than
Brown.
Yeah, we like that. Hey.
All right, I might do that.
Yeah, I think you should do that. So we have all of you involved on some level. You know, it becomes Team Joy. Joy's Boy Toys.
That's a good idea. I might put something.
Okay, good. All right, so let's hear program director. I just program directed myself, but all right, so what do we got here?
Well, this one comes from Brianna, and she says, Dr. Joy, talk about the common misunderstanding between men and women. Why do men like to offer solutions when listening rather than just listen?
Well, part of it is that's how they've been socialized. You're absolutely right, and it's one of the things that I talk about, and it's a jungle out there, Jane. I mean, I talk about it a lot. It's also one of the reasons why I suggest if women want to talk with men that they don't sit across from them and make eye contact, because guys are really hardwired somewhat differently. We're not from different planets. We're all oxygen-breathing, carbon-based life forms, and we're all from the Earth, as far as I know. But there are subtle differences in how we're wired, and part of it is back from our cave ancestors. The guys basically protected the tribe and were hunters. So silence was really very valuable. If you're talking a lot, the game is going to hear you. If you're talking a lot, you're not going to hear the enemy creeping up on you. So guys tend to be much more physical with one another because they need to stay in contact without making any noise. So shoulder to shoulder is a way of doing it. And if you've ever been around an animal, especially a wild animal, you're not supposed to make eye contact because eye contact is an aggressive sign. You're supposed to bare your throat to say I'm submissive or lower your eyes. Okay? And you don't even need to believe me. You don't even need to talk about wild animals. Talk to anybody who's been in prison, been in a gang, been in a situation where there was any implied physical threat. You don't make eye contact. In fact, it's one of the reasons that I'm always in trouble on the subway is that I'm curious, so I'm always making eye contact, and it gets me in more trouble than it's worth. That was a digression. Ignore that. Keep going back. All right, so if you want to talk with a guy, you don't do it over coffee or beer face-to-face. You do it side-by-side. Go take a walk. All right, so what's the deal about if you say to a guy, I'm having this trouble at work, and they say, well, go talk to your boss. And you're saying, no, you don't understand. I know my boss. I know the situation. I just need you to listen. And part of it is that for women, we talk, again, going back to our cave ancestors, where the guys were being quiet and doing shoulder to shoulder, we were watching the kids, or we were gathering sheaves or something, which required us to stay in contact with each other so that we were safe, and being able to communicate with our kids. So to be able to say, don't hit your brother, or that's a saber-toothed tiger, don't yank his tail. So we needed to be able to communicate pretty readily. And if we're out in the field, we need to be able to say, your kid just bit my kid, so get him off. So we communicated with each other, we communicated with our kids. And that may seem an overly generalized worldview, but it makes some sense in that as women, we talk about our problems. And up until fairly recently, women have not been a part of the power structure or the workplace. And so how we kept in touch was the coffee clutch or the phone and we would discuss things that if our guys knew we were discussing, probably would not be very happy. We would discuss our kids and our marriages and our sex life and things that are fantasies. Whereas guys were in this completely different environment that was much more competitive, and whether they were blue collar or white collar, if they're white collar, they would probably talk about their business prospects and the stock market and maybe the Yankees. If they're blue collar, they would talk about their foreman and the job and the Yankees. So, but things that had nothing to do with emotions really, and it was how to get the next promotion or what which relief pitcher the Yankees should be. So it was things that were certainly somewhat removed from any real emotional personal content, and also were relatively neutral topics that concern basically being effective, right? Whether you're talking about at work or the Yankees or anything else, of how do you get the job done? And anything else, talking about why you didn't get the job done was viewed as whiny, not very masculine, irrelevant, and excuses. So the things that we talk about, guys tend to be dismissive about. And, for example, if you ever started talking about your girlfriend's problems, you can watch your guy's eyeballs roll back into his head. On the other hand, when he starts talking about baseball scores, our eyeballs roll back on our head. So part of how we teach our guys to listen to things that we want to listen to, as opposed to just end the conversation by giving what they view as a solution and moving right along to what's really important, which is how the Yankees going to do, we have to be willing to listen to what they think is important, which may have very little meaning to us. It may be about cars or the Yankees or the miles per gallon, or how fast their internet works. And I know these are vast generalities, but they hold up more than they don't. And I think guys have to be willing to listen to us talk about things that they may have very little interest in, which is our girlfriend's love life. But it also means that if we want to keep them interested, that we can probably make our girlfriend's sex life sound interesting if we don't go on and on. So as women, we need to edit a little bit and say, and also give out a very important set of instructions, which is, honey, I just need you to listen and to tell me that you love me, not to tell me what to do. With guys, we need to be, you guys need to be able to say, this is what's important to me. I'm willing to listen about what's important to you if you don't go on and on, but this is what's important to me, and I also want you to know about something that's important to me, so let's go to a baseball game or look at the stock market. And to find some meeting ground, some common ground, which is why I suggest that couples take a course together and let him choose the course. If you're going to go to see a movie together, at least part of the time, let him choose the movie so you'll have something to talk about. Because if you have something in common, then both of you can find your way to that middle ground. As women, we don't really care so much about what goes on at work. We care about who the people are and what the feelings are and, you know, how he's feeling about it. Men view emotions to a very large extent as the enemy. They're the things that will stop you from being your most aggressive and effective self. We view emotions as coin of the realm, which is where we get to sex very quickly, is that men view sex as a way of feeling close. Women say, I'm not willing to be sexual with you unless I already feel close to you. So it's all negotiable if we're willing to be very clear about what we want and also make sure the other person feels comfortable telling us what they want as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play. Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?